Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Monday. It's the morning after, and it's not great. The Steelers lost 26-17. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he's in his spot. Jim Colony, he's back from vacation. He'll be back, and he'll be around in just a little while. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's all right, all things considered. Real quick, early morning pop or shout-out to Kate Finello and everyone at Clear Thoughts Foundation there this week's Chris Mack's charity. I'm wearing it. You can see it on our video stream. Always log on 937thefan.com. You can watch us do the show while we're doing the show all the time. But they've got a great foundation that's trying to raise funds to discover breakthrough drugs, different treatments for stopping the progression of dementia. They got a big gala coming up, the Roll for a Reason gala in November. So go to clearthoughtsfoundation.org and get on board. Good stuff they're doing.
Yeah, I noticed this is something, and I don't know if this is new or not. So, well, social media is relatively new, considering we didn't really grow up with social media.
Right.
Now, I've noticed this. You've got to make, it's the season for this. You've got to make a sign to ask people to homecoming. Right? That's a big thing.
Oh, is that the thing now?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Because I have friends now who have kids that are like ninth graders, you know, or I know people that have kids that are starting to get into high school, which is crazy. I mean, my kids are in fifth grade, but kids that are, you know, 4 or 5 years older. And this has just hit me over the past couple years. I had never seen this before until it came into play, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. A couple things. One, you don't just call somebody on the phone or text them or see them at school, mind you, and talk in person. What you have to do now, and again, this is about a half decade or so old. What you have to do now is you have to make a sign with a neat saying on it, like, the grass isn't always greener. How about you and I? You know, I don't know. Just
right.
Something, some kind of poemish sort of thing. Or, you know, we met over ice cream. You're my dream.
Right.
Where you go to homecoming.
It's the 2000s equivalent of John Cusack standing on your front lawn with a boombox over his head.
That's the first portion of the whole equation.
Okay.
The second portion of all of it is this. I didn't realize, and it never happened in my world, homecoming is now abbreviated HOCO. H-O-C-O.
Oh. Okay.
Was this in your world at all,
no.
Matt? This is
no.
A new thing.
No.
HOCO?
H-O-C-O. It'll be like, will you go to HOCO, H-O-C-O, with me?
Okay.
Yep. That one gets me even more than the...
HOCO.
Like, if you go to social media and do... If you go to Twitter right now, do hashtag HOCO. Let's see if there's anything comes up. Hashtag HOCO. You'll see a million homecomings from all over the world. And people... Uh-huh. Yeah, HOCO. That's what it says on these signs a lot that I see on social media. Now, the thought of making a sign, I can't figure out if that's... Now, it's definitely a made-for-social-media event.
Yes, everything is now.
But is that more personal than simply just... I remember, like, when we were doing it, you would have to catch that person in school and be like, when's her study hall? Okay, when is... what in between periods, what hall is she going? Or if you didn't do that, you'd have to call and risk... one of her parents actually answering the phone.
That was always the worst.
Which
if you got
was,
the dad.
Yes.
Making the phone call to the house and getting the dad.
Right.
So you just have
to risk asking at school, which was easy. Well, you know,
but like you said, there's a lot of logistics that go into it. I remember asking one girl to a dance or to go out with me or something in high school, and it was like in front of her, all of her friends. At this lunch table, like everybody sat at a big lunch table, right?
Uh-huh.
In this one cafeteria. And because back in the day, Baldwin had three cafeterias for some reason. Anyway, so there's 8, 9 girls sitting at this table, and I wanted to go out with one of them. And I went up and asked the one girl out. Well, I had no idea, but young Chris Mack had fans all over, I guess, and another girl sitting at the table was, like, I guess had a crush on me or something. Just starts bawling in the middle of the table.
Oh, she cried.
Yeah, and I'm like, I got...
No hoco for you.
No hoco.
Yeah.
No hoco.
No. I remember that there was one time where I asked a girl, it's a great girl. She lives on a farm in like the middle of Maryland.
Oh, okay.
Great, really sweet girl. And we have mutual friends. Still, I don't keep up with her as much. I think I'm friends with her on Facebook, although I haven't seen anything. Anyway, so I asked her, and we were going to go. We just all kind of went as friends. It was interesting. There was like a group of like 10 of us, and everybody was just – we weren't really romantic interests. We were just all kind of a big group of friends and people that played sports together and stuff.
Okay.
And the girls. And 2 days – and I didn't have my driver's license till I was in between my senior year of high school and about to leave for college.
Okay.
I just didn't get it. All my friends drove.
Which is tough to the Mackin game when you're in high school. Well, and a lot of girls, that's...
Yeah, but we were all just hung out in a big crowd. It wasn't good, actually as big of an impediment as you would think.
Okay. Because
we would all my friends had it, so I just catch a ride all over the place. Anyhow, she broke her foot.
Ooh.
Like 2 days before the one dance.
Yikes.
So not only was that going to be
calling somebody up from the practice squad.
No, like she went, but she was on crutches. And she was like, well, I'll just drive. And I'm like, and it was like tough. So that I distinctly remember that. And then I remember one homecoming. We didn't even make it to the thing. I think we went for 10 minutes. And then we went, and these were illegal beers that we got our hands on. And we went to somebody's house, and I don't believe we ever left.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't believe we
ever left. Homecoming was not as big at Baldwin in the mid to late 90s as the proms were in the spring. Like,
yeah, it
wasn't like a formal thing where you would go to, you know, the William Penn or whatever. That was reserved for prom. And in the fall and homecoming, it was more of a football-centered kind of event, and the dance was less formal, I think.
Yeah.
So you didn't have like technically a date to go to homecoming. Hoco.
I remember the one Hoco dance they had in the one cop, and we knew the one cop, and we went up, and they told us, they're like, they're going to have drug and alcohol recognition people there. You better not go if you have anything in your system.
Meanwhile, alcohol recognition for like a 17-year-old kid is basically just an adult looking at them and going, right. All right, you're done.
Well,
come on. I'm looking at your eyes right now. I can see him.
And it was the one policeman that we knew. And we walked up to the thing, and it was like this big receiving line. And he's standing there with this police dog. And we're like, I'm like, man, he might be serious about this. And I don't believe I was drinking at that point. I don't believe
Dog's
I was.
Dog's going to smell that beast ice on my breath.
And he goes, and he just looks at Radar. He goes, you knuckleheads better not get in any trouble. And that was like,
that's all you needed.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. Because he was like an old baseball player and a guy that we like from way back. We were like, oh, this is great. That was it. That was the clearinghouse right there.
But it is wild to think, like, we have friends. Our power was out Saturday night into Sunday morning. So, and it wasn't back on until after kickoff yesterday. So we had some friends that were nice enough to invite us over to their house to watch the game. And their daughter. Both of their daughters are teenagers in high school now.
Right.
And they went homecoming dress shopping yesterday.
Hoco
dress shopping.
Come on.
And it's just wild to think. Like, I remember when my wife and I had just started dating and we would babysit their kids for them.
Uh-huh.
And they're like all grossed up.
Right. That's what it is.
It's mind-blowing to me watching kids turn from kids into teenagers.
Well, how about Nate in Ohio? This is a great question here. This is much like the Kiss Cam, right? Or something like he says. Is there a pre-approval process here? I'd hate to tape 12 Twix to a poster board and then be told no. No, they make these elaborate poster boards. Nate is on my wavelength here. He has seen this stuff on social media like I have.
What is someone doing with the Twix taped to a poster board?
Like,
is it like spelling
I'm
something out?
I melt for you.
Oh,
like, you
okay,
know,
nice.
Do you want to go to Hoco with me?
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah,
there's always a theme to these signs.
But yeah, you better know what the answer is going to be.
Yeah.
Is you put all that effort in and you show up and then get the
denial.
Denied.
Right?
You get the Mutombo.
What it is there'll be a photo, not a photo grid, but an album. It'll be the kid like making the sign.
Right.
Then him standing and asking, and then her with like the cutesy like Visco girl smile, like, or whatever, Insta model smile, and she's standing next to him, like, of course she said yes,
yeah,
you know, and
yeah.
Then they're together. Like, there's that three-part thing. He'll make the sign, he'll ask, and then she'll, like, hands over the mouth. Oh, and then they're together. Like, of course she said yes. You know, that's the, there
no
it
one,
is.
No one posts photos after a denial.
Yeah, you're right about that. And so I'm seeing a lot of these on my social media timelines because I have friends that have, again, like ninth graders. But I notice a couple things. That, and then the signs say, hoke. At first, I'm like, what the hell's this HOKO? Is it a band that's coming? Like, what are they all going to? What is HOKO?
When you stop understanding the hashtags, that's when you know you're getting old.
Right, right. And then they had the thing about it is it's a big social media sort of evolution because the HOKO signs were a couple weeks ago. Now what I'm getting inundated with on social media are the HOKO pictures.
Oh, like, homecoming actually happened.
It just happened, like this past weekend. So they're standing there, and the kids are, they got their, some little kids got their bow ties. Some got regular ties. Some kids want to wear Chuck Taylors.
Some people ball out for these dances. I mean, stuff that, like, you would see at the Met Gala, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, come on now. Pump the brakes. First of all, you got a prom in the spring. Second of all, it's homecoming.
HOKO.
No HOKO.
So I've been Matt. Have you? You haven't noticed any of this on social media? No.
No. I guess I'm out of that.
I did see the leader of a youth group or something at church.
Yeah, but
it's a little younger than
that. I did notice one thing last week on social media that caught my eye. It was like, and this was Matt's mom. I love Matt's mom's social media. It was like Matt's sister's birthday or Matt's brother-in-law's birthday or something, and it was the worst. It was one of the worst things any human could do to another. They put Matt's little nephew up in front of the cake, and he thought it was his. He definitely thought it was his birthday.
He's what, like 2-3 years old?
No, he's three. Yeah,
he's 3 years old, and he's standing there, and he's smiling gigantically on social media.
It doesn't sound like he did.
Because every time somebody has a present at that age in the vicinity of a kid like that, they think it's theirs.
Yep.
And he was smiling like, this is my. Did you ever tell him it wasn't his birthday?
Yes, he knew. He knew it was mom and dad's birthday. I think he was smiling because he wanted to blow out. He knew he was going to blow out the candles.
So he didn't care whose birthday it was as long as he got to blow out the cake.
Exactly.
I don't know about that. I think he thought that cake was all for him. You guys were intruding on his space. It was a wonderful picture. But did you break the news to him like, hey, pal, this isn't for you?
No.
Did your sister and her husband have the same birthday or thereabouts?
They're 2 days apart, yeah.
Okay, because that's what it was. I was trying to understand. All I understood from the picture was, are they going to tell this kid the truth?
So this marries both things we've been talking about. Uh-huh. Somebody texted in, speaking of candles.
Right.
A boy came, I guess, to ask his daughter to homecoming.
Right.
And spelled it out in candles and got wax all over the driveway.
Oh, done.
That's
okay. No HOKO. There's some HOKO pocus out there.
Sweetie,
on the
I'm sorry. I know you like this boy, but he's a big dummy.
He's a big voodoo guy.
And you need to go find somebody else to go with.
Wow.
And then tell him to come back over here and scrape all the damn wax off
the
driveway.
Right, or I'm going to charge him. I'm going to send him a bill. Anyhow, well, yeah. Okay, I don't know. It's just I've noticed all this stuff recently, and it's all made for social media. But
everything
hey, do what you got to do.
Everything
do
is
what you got to
do for social media.
All right, we are going to break out the worry meter. Worry meter to start the show. Are you ready for the worry meter, Producer Matt?
I'm ready.
We will be using the same sound effect we use for everything else,
We only have one
correct?
Sound effect, which we
will
love.
Will there be a wheel or a bell?
A bell. Yeah. So listen next, Fan Morning Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.